This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
As we go through a series of conversations with different organizations creating special help during the holiday season, and we're happy to have Lisa Platt, Executive Director of Mercy Foundation, in studio with us this afternoon. And I know you've got a lot going on, getting ready for the first in-person Festival of Trees. Here we go again, since 2019.
That is correct, Kyle. 2019 was the last in-person, face-to-face event.
Wow. You know, everybody, every kind of fundraising organization or event-oriented thing in theater or churches or sports even sometimes, I mean, we had this two-year period that lasted, you know, further along in some cases where these events didn't happen. And just to remind people how these work, a lot of people walk into a room. They sit at tables, they eat dinner together, people talk, they've raised money, and then people go out and dance, and you're all in the same place. It's a weird historic concept.
That's correct. But, you know, being that we are a healthcare entity, we do have some precautions, and, you know, we will encourage folks to take their own precautions as well. So we have everything for everybody. If you want to wear a mask, great. If you don't want to wear a mask, that's up to you. Hand sanitizer. So we're very good at ensuring the health and well-being of our communities.
And you've got to be excited to get to the point of being able to do it this way again, because it's really, as much as everybody tried, it's so hard to do things like this and get all the excitement and momentum going when you're in, you know, 300 places.
Well, I have to tell you, the first year of a virtual Festival of Trees was a learning curve. The second year, we had some great watch parties. I have to give a shout out to the Douglas County Fairgrounds because they allowed us to have a watch party outside. We were able to use their floral building to show the trees, and we managed to have everybody 6 feet apart to be able to go through and see the trees. So again, you know, 2021, we got creative with a virtual event, but I'm very happy we're back to face-to-face. And I will also say this, putting on a virtual event and putting on a face-to-face event, each one of them has their own little idiosyncrasies when it comes to how much work you've got to do.
Yeah, and you're probably remembering what some of this was like.
Trying to rethink some of this stuff, you're exactly right.
So it begins tomorrow. It's 4 days. Talk about, real briefly, about the foundation and why the event's held.
Well, the event was held because back in 1993, many of us probably remember Ron Preston. And Ron went down to San Antonio. He was a big proponent of Mercy Medical Center. And he brought this concept back to Roseburg about having a festival to raise money for kiddos. And Gary Wayman at the time was the director, and as we all know, passed away a year ago at this time, along with Dan Hearn, and they made the decision that we are going to kick off our very first Festival of Trees. And now we've been doing it 29 years. And I have to not brag on myself, but I have done 21 of these in my very short tenure here in Douglas County.
Wow. That is 21 years. I didn't even, just kind of lose track of time. It's just one of those events that most of the time since I've lived here, it's already been going, and it's just a regular part of things. Talk about some of the places that the funds that are raised go to.
Well, we are very much known for our Healthy Kids Outreach Program, where we have put school nurses back into the schools to do prevention and wellness education. And then we went ahead and we entered into the dental arena. We are the only school-based dental clinic in Douglas County with an interactive dental learning lab that has been modeled for many of our organizations throughout the state and becoming a best practice model. Back about 2018, we found some kiddos that we're in crisis with type 1 diabetes, and type 1 is so different than type 2. And so we launched our type 1 diabetes program, Beyond the Diagnosis. And I know you've had Marion Pearson on the show many times, Kyle, about human trafficking. And we do have a crisis with human trafficking in Douglas County. Believe it or not, it does exist.
Yeah, it's and it's a continued issue, and in fact, really, the pandemic brought out some oddities, and it kind of made it worse in some ways, just because of everything that was going on. So you've got a lot of things that you're raising money for. Let's kind of talk through each of these events. You begin tomorrow with the Silver Bell Luncheon. Talk about that.
The Silver Bell Luncheon kicks off tomorrow at 10:30. It's kind of the kickoff for the holiday season and for the event. And it starts at 10:30 to 1:30. We have a very huge silent auction. We will be having some oral auction items. And if you all saw the movie Elvis, Elvis is in the house tomorrow. We'll be performing for all of our guests.
Wow. So can people still get tickets for that?
You can, but hurry and let us know, because as of about 4:30 this afternoon, we are going to have to close the listing for folks to be able to get Silver Bell tickets, because we want to ensure convenience and efficiency for those who've already purchased their tickets.
So how much are the tickets and where do they get them?
They can call us at 541-677-4818 or go online at mercygiving.org. That's 541-677-4818 or mercygiving.org. And you can still get your tickets, well, your reservations till this afternoon, about 4:35.
One of the other things that you are known for is this Foster Children's Christmas Party. I've gotten to hang out at that a few times over the years. Home for the Holidays. Tell us more about that.
Well, that will be held tomorrow night. We work in tangent with the Department of Human Services, CASA, and a few of the other children's organizations. And it's for foster families, where we can do an evening with food, games, entertainment. We even have some Pixar and some Disney characters that'll be running around playing with the kiddos.
Well, a fun time. And I know that for both the kids and the foster parents, I mean, it's just kind of a neat break and a fun time.
It is. And actually, the Tree of Hope Committee of Mercy Foundation is the host of it. And they have a good time. They play with the kids, and we distribute gifts. So it's a lot of fun. And Santa makes an appearance.
So Friday, day number two, Senior Day. Tell us about that.
Senior Day starts at 9 a.m. and it'll go until 1 o'clock. And that's for our more seasoned residents of Douglas County. We want to give everybody an opportunity to come down to see the trees. But it's hosted by the Douglas County Senior Resource Coalition, which is a great group of individuals. And they take time. We have some booths set up. If folks, our seniors, and even some of our seniors' families want to come down and have some information about resources that are available to them, and then have a great time looking at the trees.
Seasoned residents. Normally that ties into forestry.
Well, I've tried to be politically correct.
I see.
So it's, you know, senior. I am, myself am a senior now, Kyle. I know it's hard to believe, but I am. So just be careful here.
Okay. We're going to take a break. Maybe on that note, come back, talk about other things happening with Festival of Trees. It all begins tomorrow at Seven Feathers Casino Resort. The interview, a podcast after 1 o'clock at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1, and tomorrow's program, Sarah Wickersham of Douglas Cares will be on Inside Douglas County. Today, talking to Lisa Platt, Executive Director of the Mercy Foundation, and the Festival of Trees back in person again starting tomorrow at Seven Feathers Casino Resort. The big thing that a lot of people talk about is Saturday, the gala benefit dinner and the auctions, a whole lot going on. Kind of unveil the evening for us.
Sure. So we like to call the Festival of Trees, break it down into two things. Fundraising, which is 3 days, and then two, fundraising, which is Silver Bell and Gala. So at Gala, it is a benefit dinner and auction, and we have two auctions. We have a Buy It Now, which has wonderful items and packages in it, and then we will auction off 18 trees, one wreath, and if you watch the National Dog Championship this year, you know that a Frenchie Bulldog won. Well, we have a Frenchie Bulldog puppy that will be up for auction, born on Thanksgiving Day.
Wow.
And then afterwards, of course, you want to dance a little. Who doesn't want to dance? I'm ready to dance, and I just got done with a total knee replacement 8 weeks ago.
So you'll be out on the dance floor.
I will. I have been looking forward to this.
All right, everybody, if you're going, remember that. So talk about the band that's playing, too.
It's the Design Band. They've been around Douglas County. They come down from Portland, and they've been around. I believe they played at the Legacy Ball. They've played for us before. So it'll be a lot of fun. People are familiar with them, and they're a very pop group.
So a lot going on in the course of the evening. I mean, you've got a buffet dinner and social hour ahead of that. And how many people can you accommodate at that?
Well, we like to keep it down to about 700 people, and then plus our volunteers. And as you all know, it does take a community to put this event on. So we have about 100 volunteers. And then, of course, you have the catering staff of Seven Feathers, which has been awesome and amazing for us.
You know, I was going through your packet of 17 pages of information about Festival of Trees. I had to put more paper in the printer. I mean, these trees, a lot of work goes into these, and you don't just get a tree, you've got other things that go with them.
Exactly. So I can now speak from experience. I myself took on designing a tree with my pal, or I should say chairman of our board, Tammy Rondo. So we have a tree. And not that I'm encouraging anybody to want to buy our tree, but this has been an experience. So let me tell you, it's been fun, and it is a lot of work. These designers are from our community, they're volunteers, and they do a great job.
So what's the theme of your tree?
It's called Keep Oregon Green.
Interesting. What can you tell us about the package?
It's about hiking. It's about backpacking. We have a lot of different kind of camping supplies. I originally had a thought that we should just keep it green and not decorate it. Put a saw there, and then somebody could come and saw down the tree. Then they would get their gifts, plus they'd get some ornaments to do their own tree. Everyone loved it, but we already went ahead and designed it.
All right. Well, I think that sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, there's one tied into Ducks Beavers game day. There's a Winter Wonderland, Romance on the Umpqua, a lot of other themes. And now, if you've been on a tree that evening, you've got to get it to your house. I mean, obviously not that night, I'm sure.
We work with Flagel Moving and Back to Back Moving. They've been very generous with their time, and they will deliver it to you on Monday and or Tuesday.
Perfect, because what you don't want to do is spend a decent amount of money for a really nice tree in a package and then realize that you brought the small sedan.
That's correct.
You know, and so you're not taking it home that evening. So over the course of the evening, I know you also talk about, it's an opportunity for the people there to find out more about all the different work that the foundation's doing.
Yes, we have done a lot with our Children's Healthcare Fund, and our ambassador child is Andy Hilmer, and I know that folks have met Andy before. He's been in our news review insert, but I have to tell you, this is one incredible young man. We will be celebrating Andy on Saturday night, along with raising funds to expand our HCOP program throughout Douglas County. But we are now launching an inpatient oral health education program within the walls of Mercy Medical Center.
Well, and can you tell us more about what that's going to involve?
It is. We will be hiring a hygienist, an expanded practice hygienist. And the role of that hygienist will be to work with patients who have long stays at Mercy Medical Center or have to be readmitted because of certain health issues, teach them good oral hygiene practices, along with education of our own staff. Because we know having good oral health will and good nutrition will help our patients to stay healthy.
You know, I remember going down into Central America in the 90s, and oral health was not readily available. The water wasn't drinkable in most cases, so people had a lot of pop, and that led to a lot of issues because they didn't, in large part, even have access to medical care, and you would see some just troubling, you know, results of that, and that's the type of thing you're trying to avoid.
Remember, the social determinants of health, we are creating healthier communities. So it's the goal of the healthcare profession that we go ahead and ensure that every resident has good access to good oral health, exercise, good nutrition, so that we don't have them developing chronic diseases.
Now you've got one more event. Everybody's got to wake up on Sunday and come back for the family Christmas vacation. What happens there?
Well, it's great. It's going to be our wrap up. It's put on by the Healthy Kids Outreach Program Group, and they are working with our community collaborators. They'll be there with certain booths, and the idea is they will play what we call Candyland, and the kids will get to do some fun activities as they're playing Candyland along the way. We have entertainment and food. All we ask for is if you come down on Friday, or on Sunday, please bring a pair of socks, brand new socks, because it helps our Learning Child Committee, because we do a distribution of socks to all of our schools in Douglas County.
You mentioned the Buy It Now aspect to the evening. I was just going over the list here. There's things like a flight to Crater Lake and lunch at Sun River, donated by Chris Boyce. There is golfing. There is a giant flask for any occasion, okay? And there's pastel landscape. I mean, these themes go all over the place.
They do. In fact, Kyle, you may not know this, but Brook Communications and the News Review donated a wonderful advertising package for all of those businesses out there that really would like some advertising. So come on down to the festival and bid on that for your organization.
So if people would like to come to any of these things, we talked about the beginning on Thursday, but to get to the gala benefit dinner, tickets $175 a person, but they're still available, right?
They're still available up until midnight on Friday night. You can go again. You can call us at 541-677-4818 or go online to mercygiving.org.
And I imagine for your staff and for the people involved behind the scenes, it's been a lot of work this week, obviously, but probably a lot of excitement to be back in the building.
There is a lot of excitement. I was down there Monday night, and the designers are having a blast. The team at Seven Feathers is having a blast. Our group is down there this afternoon setting up for tomorrow. But, Kyle, I do have to do a big shout-out to not just our volunteers and our designers, but the hundreds of sponsors that really stepped in this year to help us out to put this event on, because it will be a grand event, because we are setting up, Kyle. Next year is the 50th anniversary of Mercy Foundation and the 30th anniversary of the Festival of Trees. So two big milestones for our community.
So what you're telling us is, even though this year is going to be big and back in person, that next year you're going to knock the cork off.
That's what we hope.
Neat. Again, give folks the contact information if they want to get tickets.
Sure. 541-677-4818, or go ahead and go online to mercygiving.org. 541-677-4818 or mercygiving.org.
All right, Lisa Platt, Mercy Foundation Festival of Trees starts tomorrow, and your work is just beginning.
It's just beginning.
All right, 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.